What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage!
And this is
Hard Factor! And there is no one that does it better!
Right now, yeah!
Nobody does it better!
I ain't repeating myself, go ahead, tell me something right now!
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare. And
I'm not a racist! And I'm always cheering!
Oh yeah!
Welcome to episode 1209 of Hard Factor. It is Monday, May 15th, 2023. Thank you for cheating on the news with us today. I've got some great news in the coffee. Incredible news. Also some trending news as well. So a little bit of all of it, but some good news too. Wes has a discussion about if there's ever a time where it's not appropriate to eat ice cream on deck. So,
yeah. I mean, I can't think of one.
I can't think of one either. So
some people seem
to
have a problem.
So it'll be a great discussion.
It's going to be a fantastic discussion, Pat. Wow. I'm going to be asking you a few questions.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Sounds like it. Mark's Pat got Murder Monday ice cream. In the hole.
I do. I do have Murder Monday.
Fuck, love my ice cream, bro.
Pat loves his ice cream.
Yeah.
I fucking love it, bro.
Who doesn't?
Who does? Yeah. No one doesn't, but I just know Pat. You know, he likes his ice cream for now and then. He's an ice cream guy. Yeah.
Big time.
And Murder Monday is coming up. You're right, Will.
Delicious. You know, yeah. I just made a sundae, like full on bananas, fudge, the whole deal, this weekend for the first time in probably like a decade. It was amazing.
Ooh.
Now, was it a sundae or was it a banana split?
Let's save it.
Did not. Yeah, we'll save it.
We already. It's not going to be much of a discussion. It's going to be a great story, but this could be the part of the discussion because we're all going to agree. I think, you know. Well,
maybe.
I think you look at this set and you'd say, yeah, they like some ice cream. And Pat's got one about some perfect, about somebody's perfect weekend that got totally ruined. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it happens, you know. And it's a good thing this weekend got ruined and you'll find out why.
Oh, really? Okay, so it's a feel good to end it up.
Nope.
Oh.
Best case scenario?
Intrigued.
Decent outcome, considering, is what I'd call it.
Fantastic. We'll learn more in just a minute.
Real terrible story.
Terrible. Oh. Okay. Should I go third? Fourth?
Nope.
It's too late. Murder Monday.
Well, yeah,
doesn't really sound like Murder Monday is going to be hilarious.
No, you're right.
Well, we'll find out.
Okay.
Oh, it's a great story. I don't know anymore. Who knows anymore?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's going to be a fun show regardless. Lots of great news in the coffee, as I said. So we'll just load it up with positivity at the top. And then we can ride that wave down.
I had a great weekend, Will, to answer your question.
Good. Good.
Wes and I went to a steakhouse Saturday night.
Fantastic.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Steakhouse.
Oh, garlic butter.
Steakhouse.
We barely fit in the booth. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Steakhouse. Which one did you go to?
Bellies were touching the booth.
Texas Landing Cattle.
There you go.
Ooh, I love that place. Yeah. Now that I go every meal with a toddler, I fantasize about, you know, going to Texas Landing Cattle. Toddler free. Sweet.
You want to start at Austin Landing Cattle and work your way up to Texas Landing Cattle.
No, actually that's Austin is the premier, the ritzier one. But
Texas is the chain.
They're bullshit because they anyway, it doesn't matter. Texas is like the Outback and
why
Austin
are they bullshit,
is,
Wes?
Well, Austin is because they make you pay for prime steak prices and they make it seem like they're serving prime, but they ain't serving prime.
I mean I've eaten there. On four special occasions, it seemed pretty mm-hmm. prime to me. What do you know
nope,
that I don't
they
know?
They don't serve prime steak.
Is prime just a word that they put on steak that like, you know, hey, no, we're the prime
designation. It's a grade.
Wes
it's
is a grade like a prime. Steak. Yeah, he's like, Wes can detect racism just like he can detect prime steaks. Like, if you try to serve Wes a steak that's not prime and you say it's prime, the meat, you know, the detector's
going to be a little upset. Yeah.
You think you're wrong?
Well, I don't know. Not last time I looked it up, I was correct because I was like, yeah. Anyway,
keep your eyes out for prime steaks out there, everybody.
I'm looking at like a $12 steak at ShopRite. It says it's USDA Prime.
Was that a sirloin? London broil?
Right. We're going to hop into the news. Is that we guys ready to do the news?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, cup of coffee in the big time is up first.
Yeah, cup of coffee in the big time.
What's up? Was somebody saying something as I did the thing?
Nope. You're, nope.
We're just having a laugh.
Nope. We just want the news.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, the news coming. The news is coming now. All of the top trending news you need to know at the time of listening to this podcast. But also, first, some fun facts. First fun fact, we forgot to spin for the Hive 5 last week at the end of the show. So this is a Hive 5 inspired coffee, and we'll have to spin for both of those again at the end of this episode, or for the first time at the end of this episode. So, number one, fun fact, a lot of listener submissions since it's Hive 5 inspired. And this is from the fun fact from the Discord server. Modera, I think it's supposed to say Moderna Tiezo from Iowa 69420, that's Gappers. He says, fun fact, Biden was born closer to Abe Lincoln's presidency than his own. Whoa. Hashtag age limits.
Whoa.
Did you get that's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Mind blowing.
Hope that's not true.
No, it has to be, because he says it's a fun fact.
Was looking at this house in Chicago, and the realtor sent over some pictures. They went and like checked it out for us virtually. And the house next door to the house has like, you know, like a lot of signs on it. And affixed to the house.
Was a big it, Trump house last
I'll sign. Put it this way. It gives a vibe like it's a big Trump house. But affixed to the house are Presidents Lincoln, Kennedy, and this will throw you for a loop, Harrison.
Dude, maybe they just like presidents. Weird. It sounds like they're just big president people.
But then there's president's also like day. Pray for America. It's real weird. You can't figure out what they are.
Dude, old days.
They just love America, you know? Yeah.
Missing the past. Back when America was strong. Anyway, speaking of old Americans, I think we're going to put polls with the fun facts. And with that fun fact about Biden being born closer to Lincoln's presidency than his own, I think the poll for today is, should the U.S. government, federal government, have term or age limits, you know, for people? We'll just see how that goes on for the live listeners. Okay, next up, fun fact from Big Fudge, orca testicle facts. Check it out. On Instagram, Island Whale.
You're not expecting posts. A lot of people to say no to those, right, Will?
Right.
No, everyone's going to say yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Because the people believe it to be the case. It's just the olds that control the rule don't want it to be the case.
Yeah. Unless someone's having
do you like cheese?
Yeah, exactly. Unless someone's having a gas. Do you like ice cream pull up too? Or
yeah, anytime to not eat ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's one of those discussions. It's one of those 100% discussions.
Yes. It's 100%.
Okay, where everybody who's against it, which is everybody who holds the power in Congress, is totally fucking crazy. Okay. Yeah, all right.
Just
I got gotcha. You.
Power.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Cool. Okay. Next big fact. Big
fine,
fun
be
fact.
Any congressional
here.
Listeners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, guess you're nuts. Guess you're batshit crazy if you don't want that one. Okay. Yeah. Next fun fact from a Big Fudge listener. He says orca testicle fun facts. And this is from Vancouver Island, Wales. They post on Instagram. Sperm needs to stay cool. And the optimal temperature for mammal sperm is slightly lower than body temperature. Obviously, like we have nut sacks for men, right? You know, for human men, right?
Yes.
So how do the orcas do this? Well, it's in their dorsal fin, okay? It's related to their testicle abilities. And because their sperm needs to stay cool, many land mammals store their testicles outside their body like us with our nut sacks. Orcas' testicles are inside their body, so their dorsal fin gets chilled when they come up breaching for air and runs a blood vessel highway straight to the testicles inside the body, keeping their nuts constantly cooled with the dorsal fin.
Oh, wow. So the dorsal fin is just a highway to the nuts?
Yeah. Yeah, for orcas.
Wow. Well,
imagine the freezing cold water doesn't hurt.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
The freezing cold water is too cold, so the nuts are inside. The dorsal fin keeps it perfectly chilled.
I get it. They have the opposite problem of, like, because... Yeah, go ahead, Pat.
You know why our nuts are lower to the ground, like they're not mounted like on our chin or our ears or anything?
Why?
Because that'd be disgusting.
Heat rises.
Heat rise. That you're right.
Right.
Yeah.
Keeps it cooler down there.
It doesn't really matter in Austin, Texas, if they were inside or outside, though. It's too hot for 93.2. Ain't gonna work.
Everybody's
in Austin,
an orca in Austin, Texas. You guys need to develop dorsal fins, and then you could just ride around on electric scooters all day with your dorsal fins and your nuts would never sweat.
I don't think we'd exist if we had nuts on our face, though, you know? Like, I don't think anyone would fuck us.
Because you could so easily punch a guy in his nuts.
No, that species would never survive. It would get natural selected away.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, there would be a lot of cheek kissing when greeting family members, extended family members. I'll tell you that much.
This might be way too much information, but has anyone ever, like, you know, come into contact with their semen after jerking off or sex? Like, maybe they're lazy and, you know, on themselves or just whatever.
Sure.
And then, like, you know, like
you were going for mouth, though, weren't you?
No. Oh. Why would I try to eat my own jizz? That's disgusting.
No, but like by accident.
No. I'm just saying, like, no, never. No. I've tried for distance, but not distance into my mouth. But you know, like, my point is accuracy. My point is, like, you know, whenever the load's really hot, I'm like, I'm like sick. This is too much of a. I'm like not doing well, right? So this goes with that. You got to have cooler balls because when a hot load comes out, something's wrong with the body. Right.
Wait. When you have a hot load, you're like, something must be wrong.
Not right.
I should go to the doctor.
Yeah. Right. Anyone else?
Yeah. No.
Not the hot load. No.
It's weird when it's weirdly hot.
Yeah. Okay.
No, you're right. You assume something's up, or that you just it's been way too long and something's got to give. Something's got to give. Okay. Speaking of that, let's move on to the next Orca fact. Well, it's actually news. It's from Brian V. And it's orcas trying to take out gray whales. Okay, this is actually news. It's the first time it was ever recorded. Evan B. Ocean posts on Instagram. On April 2nd, over 20-plus killer whales in the Bay Area of California, they're attempting to take out two adult gray whales. These gray whales are massive, right?
Yeah, they're huge.
This is the first time an encounter like this has ever been filmed. And it's in the Monterey Bay, and they've been looking for it for over 30 years, the California Killer Whale Project. And so after 6 hours of gray whales, this pair of gray whales getting attacked by the orcas in Monterey Bay, the grays actually escaped. They survived heavily wounded, and they made it to a beach, like shallowers, and the orcas like left them. Crazy, so right?
That's interesting, but is that news?
Yeah,
bear with me on this one.
News.
Is that news? Because effectively, the equivalent of that would be what in like human behavior?
Like, well, I don't know. We don't have different human species, so it's like hard to say. Mm-hmm. It would be like humans. I guess it would be like wars, maybe? Like a war? Potentially?
Like
the first filmed
nature.
War between two nations, maybe?
It's like news in nature because they haven't caught this before.
It would be like the first four-headed person being born or something.
That would be news. Now that would be fucking news.
Breaking news, those gray whales are going to have some hot loads for a few days after that.
Exactly.
Attack.
Yeah.
They are not doing
it all
well.
Comes full circle. Mark's right.
Hot loads.
So it's from exhaustion, Mark?
Well, you know, like maybe you're hungover, dehydrated, you're getting
things
sick.
Things are too hot. You're running
Something's
too hot.
Wrong with the body. The body is not running well, and then the load comes out way too hot.
They're
the
saying you're running too hot.
The body's not
hot.
Running well, and the first thing I was thinking is, I better jerk off.
That's right.
Yeah.
Got a lot of time on my hands on this sick day.
Well, you got to get the demons out. You got to get
not going well. I better jerk it.
I don't even. Need
are you kidding?
I don't even need a thermometer. I just check out how hot my jizz is. And
oh,
I
if you're not feeling good, you got to cycle.
Sick or not? Yeah.
If not hungry, but I am horny,
dude.
Let's move on.
You're not cycling the fluids, Pat. You got to cycle the fluids. It's like an oil change on your body. If you're
just
not feeling good, get them all changed out real quick. You'll feel a lot better.
It's
okay.
Just a fried egg.
Yeah. Okay. Moving along, Pat. Moving along to human news. Human news, Pat, since the orcas didn't do it for you. P. Fitz sent us this. It's another medical oddity this weekend. As a 30-year-old man in the Czech Republic was found dead by his parents and firefighters who had to break into the room after his failed attempt at masturbating with an electric stimulation device while he was tied up in nylon ropes, wearing a woman's one-piece bathing suit with a condom and a ping pong ball glued to a 9-centimeter cylinder stuffed up his ass.
Third degree burns, huh?
Oh yeah, big time. Mark.
All right, let's unpack this.
Yeah. No, I've got the whole breakdown here. I'm gonna just basically say that again, except with everything that the doctors included. So the doctors in the journal Legal Medicine said that the burn marks above the man's penis were consistent with an equipment malfunction of the electrical stimulation device that was found in his hand. It had signs of wear and tear. And of the contents stuffed inside the man's rectum, the scientist said, "It was a fancy condom in a plastic translucent box onto which a label was affixed with the victim's first name marked with a black inscription. Also, another round plastic cylinder onto which a ping pong ball fixed with a plastic wrap was placed." And that was all stuffed in his anus. R.I.P. to the unknown man. It's
like
a mousetrap.
He mousetrap masturbated himself to death. Like, yeah. You know, like the yeah, you know. Yeah.
Do you think they got that wrong? And maybe it was did he mark the ping pong ball like it was a golf ball, like he was in a foursome, and you didn't want to confuse it?
Yeah, I think like he had marked all of it.
Trick shot domino things, like one turns on the other, goes to the next thing, and then you.
This guy never played ping pong in his life. Because think about this: what this is some sort of ball mounted to a device that's going to be just hammering his asshole.
Those were all sex toys. All
poor
of those
man's balls going to crush. Man's anal bead. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, you're right, Pat.
There you go. Wes.
Immediately,
you're right, Pat. I don't think he was a sportsman. I think that all of those black markings with his name on his prized possessions that he stuffed into his anus were, to label his sex toys.
He likes to test in production. He didn't.
Yeah.
He's
an R&D guy.
Well, apparently this was a production malfunction, Mark. It sounds like he had done this method several times before, and this one just went awry because he had overused his electric stim device, and it went ahead and burned him. And he like I said, he had bound himself, so no recourse.
Stim device is like the ab shocker, right? Something like that. Like that's an electrical kinda stimulation
like
that. Device.
It's like a physical therapy device where they run electrical stimulation through your muscle fibers. Yeah,
it's the way he would have wanted to go.
Now, if you guys are gonna do this, put yourself in his stockings.
Female bathing suit.
Yeah, what kind of small ball would you use? You got golf ball, ping pong ball, a pinky, like that hand ball. You could probably like a super ball, a bouncy ball from a grocery store.
I'd use the large marble in like a marble game, you know, like the king marble.
So solid.
Mm-hmm. Along those lines, I would use the butchy ball that you try to hit the little one. That you throw out there, not the.
I was gonna say the big one.
That's pretty big too, though.
The little butchy ball
one is not small.
That's bigger than a ping pong ball.
It's bigger.
It is a little bit.
Hey, look, I'm trying to get inside this guy's mind. If I'm gonna do it, I want to do it right.
He had multiple items. You got to consider
a Quidditch. If you're a Harry Potter fan,
so. Mm-hmm. Yep. Unnamed and just a medical oddity, of course.
Did it say if found, return to Tomas or something on it? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It had his name.
Doctor was rushing to put this in the next month's journal thing. I want to write this one. Yeah,
dude. His ass was like Felix the Cat's bag, man. They were just taking shit out of there. They couldn't believe it was in there.
It's like a clown car.
Yeah.
Some of the best news we get on this show is from like Eastern European doctors and medical journals. They always have the most exotic stories.
Well, you had the Theragun, right? You fucked with a Theragun? Maybe I'm making that
like
up.
A massage gun, like a you know like that, a just
like the it'll hammer your ass. Yeah,
yeah. Those are good. I mean, those are
so
good, yeah.
I googled electrical stimulation device, and Theragun popped up as an option.
The stim device, you'd see it. It's like on a cart, and it's got a handle, and like it's on a cart with a battery, and then it's got a cord that goes to the handle, and the handle is what this dude was stimming his stomach with when he had his anus stuffed full of stuff. And one day he stimmed too long, and it burned on him. And
I don't feel too bad for this guy. If he got all the way to this setup, he had some good ejaculation.
Yeah, right. Oh, it was expensive.
I don't feel too bad for him. He had some of the best ejaculations on planet Earth leading
super
up to
expensive.
This.
Yeah. And it was at home at his parents' house. So they found him with the fire.
Yeah, we know, Will. It's expensive operating this kind of rig.
Yeah, dude. A lot of electricity, mining crypto in there.
Gotta save money.
He was this close to like selling it like as a kit, like you know.
Almost had it perfected.
And he reminded his parents of that often.
Yeah. I'm almost there.
Yeah. It's almost like off, Mom.
He's like the Howard Hughes of masturbation almost.
His dad's asking the neighbor, how much did you pay in electricity last month?
Oh, yeah. The lights are always flickering.
What is this room? Drawing a lot of power.
Yeah. That's weird. I paid $200 more than that.
It's dim device.
What are you, scared of the dark? Every time the lights flicker, you're moaning.
Oh, shit. Oh, wait. Hold on. There's a PT shocker. That's what I'm talking about. Pepper has one for his back.
Physical live therapy shocker.
Physical therapy shocker.
But look at the next comment from Pepper in all caps. Yeah,
he says, all caps, as you said, never, ever let someone dare you to put it on your gooch. And he did it, Pepper, willingly for hours sounds to
like,
himself.
So sounds like Pepper put it on his gooch.
Well, probably it also sounds would. Like he I used it. Gooch. He used it so often that, like, you know, if you use an electrical device so often, the wires will get frayed. And
that's exactly what happened, Wes. I think it was I think it was the wiring to the gun that malfunctioned, and then the whole thing just blew on
him. He used it so much that he killed himself with it.
This is also, by the way, if
again,
you
good life, this is fine.
Yeah. You can't share this information with your enemies. Like, if your enemies know that you're using some sort of complicated electrical device regularly in privacy, sabotage that shit. It's an easy way to murder someone. I'm just saying.
That's true. It's like rigging a parachute.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah, like, yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You
it's like OD and a heroin addict.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
It's tough. R.I.P. R.I.P. to the unnamed Czech man. All right. Now we're through the high five stuff for a second. Some actual trends, actual news trends that were happening. The NBA's resident NRA spokesman, Ja Morant of the Memphis Grizzlies, he pulled out his gun on Instagram Live once again. And I'm going to play it for you. It's probably got some music in it, so I'm not going to play the sound, but you guys can see it. Here it is.
He's not pulling out his gun without music.
It's
I
his boy.
This headline.
His boy D-Tap 2, and they're in the cab of his truck, and they're just dancing to music. D-Tap's like looking around. He puts it back on Ja. Oh, Ja all of a sudden has a pistol in his hand. And D-Tap tries to move the camera away, but Ja has already been caught. On camera,
he can't
with the
help
gun
himself,
in his hand,
dude.
It's his party accessory.
He can't not go live without flashing his gun,
dude. And what he was doing, I couldn't tell because it was such a quick clip. But was he cocking his pistol?
Yes, there it is. There he grabbed it out of his pocket. There's the still. He grabbed it out to just dance with it in the front seat.
Like
there he is dancing
like a watch
with it.
For him.
Wait, and he's driving?
No,
he's in the.
Looks like he's driving
shit.
There.
Is he? Are they in Europe?
That's got to be an optical illusion.
It happens on Instagram.
That's forced perspective or something.
If you're shooting through one of the camera lenses, it reverses it. So, yeah, he's driving.
He's driving with one hand.
Oh, shit. He's driving with a gun in his hand.
Yeah. Well, he was driving. Sorry. I thought it was detached. Oh, man. No. You're right. You guys are right.
So when was the last time, Will? It wasn't. And what was
it? It was in
the
Denver.
The last time.
The last time was he was suspended in Denver when he pulled one out. I think it was at a strip club on IG Live. I don't know. He's now neither the NBA nor the Memphis Grizzlies are fans of Pat, of his constant gun endorsements, even though he loves to do impromptu gun ads constantly. Because, Pat, he's now suspended by the Grizzlies, seemingly indefinitely. But his max deal with the Grizzlies is also about to start next year. And he's clearly not done, being caught on camera toting guns.
So how does this work? Because I'm the only guy on here that's not a gun owner. I'm not really a gun guy. But isn't it legal to if it's legal to have a gun, if he was hunting, would it have been okay in a video?
Yeah,
but
nothing
legal in his car.
In the strip club, it was illegal because he was in a public place.
And drinking and stuff. But I mean, I understand it doesn't look great, but like what is the issue? It's not, it goes against the NBA's rules.
He's gotten in fist fights, I think, off the court. And so people are like looking for stuff to sort of like, you know, but yeah, Mark, I don't think he's really breaking too many laws.
I don't think you can brandish a firearm while driving a car.
Can you?
Is that a rule?
What it's about, guys?
I bet you could. Bet you could in America.
I don't think you can do that.
Most states, I bet you could. You probably could. Because remember, Eric Popper. Eric Popper fired
through his own car.
Fired. So self defense.
Road rage.
What state? He was in. What state was he in when that happened? Did we know?
Probably. I think he was in Tennessee. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know where Morant's from.
So it's not. It's not about the law necessarily, although that may come into play. It's about the NBA being a massive fucking business, and him showing twice that he's young. There's no doubt about it. and he's armed, and he shows clearly poor judgment. So that's what their concern is.
No, I get all that, but I mean, like,
yeah.
So you like he's suspended indefinitely. Like, really? Is that?
No, I mean, like, they're just figuring out what to do. They have no idea what to do. The NBA and all of their sponsors and the Memphis.
It seems like it's going to happen again.
Everybody just wants to stay away from guns. But then you have Ja Morant, who's just like, I have so many fucking guns and I love to show them off. Like, Ja Morant's exactly like any of your like super conservative Christian dad buddies who has 65 guns and just loves to show them. As soon as you walk in the house, he's like, hey, check out this latest one I got. Look at this.
I really beg to differ.
You don't think so, Pat?
Guys who would do this when I was 23, I would be like, I'm out. Like, there's a couple of dudes that I've had the privilege of being around who would bust guns out at parties like that to dance with. And I was always out. Like, I'm out.
That's scary, yeah.
And then it was cutoff situation.
It's a very dangerous habit. And definitely not cool. Like, it makes people uncomfortable. But Ja Morant loves, he seems to love guns so much that he just doesn't give a fuck. Like,
everyone's calling him Ja Wick, which is a hilarious nickname. Hilarious nickname.
He can't help it. He loves guns, man. He loves to bust them out. And he's also one of the best players in the NBA, so I don't know what these teams are going to do. It's so funny because, like, it's just everything the NBA doesn't want.
Dude,
what are they going to do?
He's worth so much money. It's such a big business. They do this with substances. They'll just put a guy on him. He'll just have a gun sober coach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That guy is going to earn his paycheck.
A disarmament coach.
Yeah. That guy's going to have to be on call 24/7.
Dude, how often does Ja Morant want to go to the range, though? This guy seems to like, he probably goes shooting constantly.
Yeah. That's fine.
That's what I'm saying. If he was at the range, I think he's a dance guy. That was my whole point. If he's hunting, no one cares.
Oh, he probably does both.
Yeah.
It's going to be like the nuclear football.
You probably want to play
Except
with him sometimes.
The guy's going to be carrying, you know, some sort of locked attaché case for Ja's gun. That's what it's going to be.
Like, there's got to be 3,000.
He has a gun guy? He has a gun case guy?
There's got to be 3,000 lives of Carson Wentz hunting. That guy doesn't do anything besides pray and hunt.
Oh, yeah. This is
not helpful that he's listening to. Look, and you know how I feel about hip hop. I think it's bullshit to equate like hip hop with violence necessarily, but like he's probably listening to songs.
Well, the lyrics like keeping... I'm gonna shoot you, and he's got his gun.
What do you think? Like, dude, half like the duck hunters that are
he's
white
listening
to, are listening to rap.
But
going
it's
out to
be
the
like
stand
in a car listening to a rap with your handgun dancing with
I
it.
I got one, two, three. Yeah, I mean, IG Live.
It's way different.
he's so nuts. Like, why does he have to pull it out on IG Live? His friend was going live to 113 people, and he's like, oh shit, better break the piece out. Like, gotta flash.
What to do with my hands?
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, like also, Ricky sorry, Bobby. To his friend's perspective, I guarantee you, any of the three of us, or any three guys besides me, any of the four of us, if we saw any of our friend like that,
his friend tried to hide it.
Who was in a position? No, we wouldn't. We would be like, Ja, do you have your pistol on you? Okay, then I'm not gonna bust out Instagram
We're about
live
to
for
go
my own
live,
clout.
Ja.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like that's when Ja pulls it out. He's like, let me cock the piece.
He probably didn't think he probably saw him driving and was like, I'm safe to go live. Right. Ja's like, nope.
Stay strapped. All right. Speaking of the NBA and Ja Morant, it's going to be the Nuggets and the Lakers in the West and the Heat and the Celtics in the East. The final, the conference finals are set. In the NHL, it's the Panthers and Hurricanes in the East already locked up. And maybe the Knights, who are trying to close out the Oilers after we tape this podcast, and the winner of Monday night's Game 7 between the Stars and the Kraken in the West in the NHL.
Let's go Knights.
I mean, yeah, let's go.
I agree.
Is what I'm saying. It appears, this is the next trend, sorry. It appears as though Turkey's president Erdogan will likely stay in power in Turkey after their vote following him faking that poisoning of himself a few weeks ago when he was on television. And then he also raised all government worker salaries by 45% 5 days before the election. So you do those two things. You get reelected.
The sympathy and the bribing, the double.
Yeah. Double Whoa. Whammy, Mark. Yeah. And it worked.
Yeah. Did he get 100% of the vote again like last time, even though?
No, it was like close, but okay. He got enough that he needed.
That's a good move, the double.
Yeah. For sure. Erdogan plays dirty. At the U.S.-Mexican border, the biggest news over the weekend, Pat prepped you for, Title 42 expiring on Friday. Biggest news of the weekend turned out to be less about the expiration of Title 42 and more about U.S. District Judge T. Kent Wetherell blocking the Biden administration's plans to continue allowing immigrants to come into the U.S. without having an asylum court date. And so what the DHS had been doing, it's basically the same catch and release system called, quote unquote, alternatives to detention that DHS had been using under the Biden administration that the federal courts in Florida had struck down in March already. And so this judge struck down the next policy that was very similar. And
I
meanwhile,
thought Biden had done that. You can't get in if you hadn't tried to apply for asylum in, on your way up. That was the Trump thing that then Biden put on.
No, because they've been doing the alternatives to detention. And then now it's been turned over twice by federal judges. And so as a result of that, or maybe not a result of that, but after the change from Title 42 expiring and that judge making that overturn, border crossings are down after all that. But meanwhile, there was reports that an Afghan national on the FBI's watch list made it into the U.S. at the San Diego border crossing over the weekend. So it's
I saw that they increased depending on which.
And there was a rush right before the thing went through. Like there was a rush.
Yeah. Well, they got built up, but now they can't leave without an asylum court date. And all the detention centers at the border are already stuffed full. So
I think that's why there was a mad dash before this went through. But now they're we don't want to get stuck here or whatever.
Right. So it's a big mess. It's a big probably waiting period, holding period. Everybody's just stuck around. A big fucking
crazy weekend at the border, as it has been for a while. But this
as it has been, right? It's just
continuing at the border.
Like Pat said on Friday, I think Pat really prepared it well because the immediate experts were like, "Oh, this is a surprising result of what happened." Blah blah blah. Yeah, so it's just always going to be a mess until they figure it out
down there,
they won't. It doesn't seem like they like leaving it a mess for decades.
Just have one or two judges that work 20 hours a week and
right a backlog of a billion asylum cases forever.
Yeah.
Right. And last trending mention here before we get to the cream of the crop. In a gift from the political entertainment gods, CrossFit nut and Republican representative from Georgia, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Pat, you know who she is. She claims
she takes a big shit from what I hear.
Huge, oh, yeah. Huge, powerful.
She claims that she's potentially going to get Weed Slut 420 into the halls of Congress. And so MTG said this. On Saturday of Hunter Biden's past prostitutes while doing butterfly pull-ups, probably. She said, "We're going to track down these women and talk to them. If there's a credible reason that we need to bring them in front of the oversight committee, then absolutely we will do that, especially when it involves our national security. Now give me a spot on this squat rack, you big lug." And then
that's such a good MGT impression. It was like she was here in the room with us.
Yeah, so MGT
on Weed Slut 420, please.
Kind of a tiz. Weed Slut 420, one of the known prostitutes of Hunter Biden.
She's the one that was at Chateau Marmont with him for a long period of time.
So we could get her in Congress testifying, which would be absolutely electric.
Is that her legal name?
she's an attractive
stage name. Yeah, she's hot. Okay, last high five piece before the cream of the crop. Pat found this comment. Big Reggie said to Mark, "I eat 2 to 3 raw onions and whole head of garlic every day. Look up the health benefits and you'll see why." And saying it marks weak for not being able to.
There's no health benefits for that.
What the fuck, dude?
Big Reggie.
Dude, eating 2 to 3 raw onions a day.
That guy sweats disgusting.
Is he fighting off vampires all day?
Yeah. What do his shit smell like? That guy's got hot loads.
Yes, very hot.
Yeah.
Not the brag Reggie thought it was. Okay.
No, I eat 3 raw onions a day. Okay. Do you eat them
stop
like
me in my tracks.
Yeah. Does he eat them like an apple or does he cut them up and never mind. I don't like
whole baby raw. Yeah. Big Reggie style.
Oh, toss me an onion.
Dude, that can't be healthy.
Cold plunge in an onion. That's how I start my day.
That was like some of the worst heartburn I've ever had. I don't know what he's talking about.
We're out of onions again, Mom. Fuck!
Breaks the pantry door.
Keep them stocked.
This is a Vidalia. It'll do, I guess.
Can't recommend it to people that haven't tried that before. I wouldn't eat, I wouldn't go the Reggie diet, at least.
Big Reg.
Yeah.
All right. Which brings us to
the cream of the crop!
And as I said, great news today in the coffee and the cream of the crop in general. Not only did Dan Snyder finally officially sell the Washington Commanders, So that's done. Way to go, Commanders. And Jamie Foxx is out of the hospital and recovering fine, according to his daughter, Corrine. A lot of people still like saying they don't believe that one. But again, looks like he's better than the reports of horrible stuff. And on top of all that great news, we got one of the best stories of the year so far out of Michigan, where one unnamed 13-year-old boy jumped into action to save his 8-year-old younger sister from an abduction in their own backyard by taking out the 17-year-old creep who was trying to grab her with a slingshot.
Nice.
So, yeah. So like
David and Goliath.
What? Yeah.
David and Goliath or Link, you know, new Zelda's Link out.
Yeah.
A lot like Link. So yeah, dude, the 13-year-old took out this 17-year-old wannabe rapist with a slingshot. And so this is, the state police told the local news, well, the suspect had come through the woods to the property and came from behind her. And he grabbed her, and you'd see, like you'd see in the movies, hand over the mouth, arm around the waist and all, and was attempting to pull her into the woods. And he really is the one, I believe, that saved his sister's life from something seriously bad happening to her. For a 13-year-old to see that and to pop into action that quickly is extraordinary, and he should be commended for that. What he did also helped us to identify who the suspect was, because obviously he had injuries from getting hit with the slingshot. So
that's awesome.
Was it a wrist rocket, did they say? Must have been. Yeah. That's fucking, you know what, I rewatched Heat last night, and if you don't remember, when they're coming out of the bank in Heat, RIP Tom Sizemore, this is a total character thing, makes total sense, motivated, he's running, the cops are chasing, he grabs a 9-year-old little girl and grabs her as a shield, and Pacino rolls up with some sort of tactical rifle and is looking at Slick and this 10-year-old girl and makes the decision he's that good of a shot, he's gonna kill Slick while he's holding a 10-year-old girl.
That's what this boy did.
Yeah, okay. His sister got hit a lot, I'm saying. I think his sister got hit with a lot of pellets.
This is hard
That's
to
fine.
Do.
He probably wanted to hit her, too, and get him. Like, he wanted to
he was
save
probably
her,
already hitting her.
Yeah. Oh, no, I think he just hit him with a rock. I think he just hit him with a rock.
I mean, he hits her with the slingshot 7 days a week, and then he just got to get the creep as well.
No, dude, the cops admitted the 13-year-old did their job. He hit him in the head. With a single shot that marked
well
the
moving.
Dude's head. Yeah. No.
While he was holding her.
Well, the dude was probably standing still because he's a dumbass. And then he was grabbing the little sister. And then the 13-year-old shot him in the head. The dude gave her up and ran away. And it's a good thing, too, because the suspect confessed when he was caught later on, I think at a gas station or something, or he was hiding somewhere in town. He confessed to authorities that he had planned to severely beat the girl. And then he was booked into the Alpena County Jail on counts of attempted kidnapping, child enticement, attempted assault to do great bodily harm, and assault with battery.
How old's the girl, Will? Did they say how old his sister is?
8 years old.
That's kind of too big a gap. I was hoping it was like a 2 or 3 year gap. And it's like when he was a senior in high school, his sister's friends were like sophomores, because he's the king now. Like he's gonna clean up in that town.
Yeah.
Oh, this kid's like the king of the town.
Yeah, but he can't
this
do that.
Also,
that's like
can you be mayor at 13?
College to freshman, and that's too much. But maybe when he's like 25 and they're 20. But he's gonna get girls his age soon.
Okay. Yeah, but he's like Dennis the Menace level skilled with this slingshot. No kid is tough to be skilled at the slingshot like this.
Yeah, I mean he's a badass. That's the cream of the crop. He's the ultimate badass. This guy.
Yeah,
who's the
badass.
Biggest slingshot maker? Probably Daisy. I assume, right? Because they make the rifles.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, Daisy. I got Cam a Daisy one for Christmas one year, and it was way too early, and he couldn't pull it back because those things are hard to pull back.
That happens, and then you hurt yourself with it.
Well, Wes, you're a total idiot because you need to wait until they ask you for it, and then use it as leverage when you give it to them. You don't just give the kid a slingshot.
I was trying to get him outside a little bit.
Wes was doing the preemptive, like make him drink beer, and they hate it too young.
Yeah,
make him
right.
Here,
anyway,
kill
this
a squirrel
is huge
for Daisy.
Didn't work.
Yeah,
this is huge for Daisy.
Daisy needs him. He'll never want a slingshot again.
Daisy needs to
rustle
fold
up
this in
some rabbits
into its marketing campaign, man.
Yeah,
yeah. This kid needs to be the poster child for Daisy for sure.
Yeah, he's a beast. This kid, unnamed, but soon to be named, soon to be beloved, as Mark said.
Well, can I throw one feel good on before you exit? Can I throw one feel good story on before we get to all the horrible stories coming up? Oldest dog in the world, Guinness World Record, Bobby, turned 31 yesterday.
Yeah. 31-year-old. That's so cool.
How cool is that? He had his, 100 people, 100 humans came to celebrate in Portugal for Bobby turning 31. So if you got a dog that's, you know, 10 or something, don't worry.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And all that good news today was brought to you by Good News for Your Lawn, Sunday subscription lawn care services. Now that spring is finally here, the days are longer, the flowers are blooming, and I can spend time outside in my yard. And what makes the season even better is Sunday lawn care. And I literally have so much grass. My yard is busting at the seams with grass. Oh, I have, girl. I've got so much grass I could give my neighbors grass because I'm growing so much luscious green grass that the little ones love to run on. Sunday is everything you need to get the lawn you've always dreamed of. This spring, go to getsunday.com/hardfactor and enter your address to get a customized plan created just for your lawn. They take care of everything perfect. They know exactly what you need. No trips to the store or hauling heavy bags since they ship everything straight to your home. All you need is a hose and to apply Sunday. You can fertilize your whole lawn. You could do everything to it in less time than it takes to watch an episode of Hard Factor. And they only use ingredients that you can feel good about. No harsh chemicals, no long waiting periods or trying to keep your kids and pets off the lawn. Simply apply, let it dry, and you're back enjoying your yard. Sunday is easy and affordable. Some lawn care services cost more than $1,500 a year, but Sunday's full season plan start at just $109. And for a limited time, Sunday is offering our listeners 50% off your first box. So you can get started today for as little as $55. And when you go to getsunday.com/hardfactor and at checkout, that use code hardfactor. That's 50% off your first box at getsunday.com/hardfactor.
Nice. Guys, if you're listening to this on Monday versus watching in the live, which you should do, youtube.com/hardfactor every night at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern. Yesterday was Mother's Day. And if you're like me, you blew it. You know, just a phone call from 1,000 miles away to gossip about my sister and her problems. That's what I do, which is, you know, what Mother's Day is all
about.
Who's
also a mother, shout out.
Yeah, absolutely. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
You talk to the moms. You talk to the moms.
Yeah.
I try to take my wife to breakfast and
It was a mess. I saw, right?
Yeah. It's just, we just got yelled at.
But happy Mother's Day to her, nonetheless.
Happy Mother's Day, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, happy Mother's Day.
So I called my mom, you know, I was talking, just telling her about all my sister's problems so I could come out on top on Mother's Day, you know? And that's what it's all about. Mom, you know, my mom told me my sister didn't even call her after she got sick, after taking care of her kids and having to go to the doctor. And I was appalled by that. And I let my mom know how appalled I was. So checkmate, right? But as far as gifts go, I blew it, but it's not too late. You can still use the it's in the mail excuse. So you have about 2 weeks from right now. And
yeah, until, you know, it comes in with like overnight stickers.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, it's coming to you and then you got to ship it to them. Right. Yeah, that's how it works. So my parents are getting old, and there isn't a whole lot to do out in their neck of the woods. And my mom sometimes needs a break from my dad, which is why electric bike is going to be the perfect gift. When my pops is driving her nuts, she can hop on her bike and get a little exercise and cruise the countryside. And we all need a little exercise as we get older. And this is a great way to incorporate exercise and fun. Check this thing out. This is an electric bike. I mean, it's got pedals. That's you can awesome. Pedal if you want to. But then you can kick in the electric and it'll assist you. Or I think you just go full electric and you can just cruise. It also folds down for easy transportation. You can take it anywhere, pop it in your trunk, and pop it out in the city. You're good to go. You can customize it. This one's got like some racks on it, some for groceries. Nice. They sent us one for Hard Factor. I haven't used it much because I just got it, but I've already ridden it down to 7-Eleven. So that's going to be my new 7-Eleven bike. Instead of hopping in the car, wasting a bunch of gas money, I'm going to pop on the electric and ride down to 7-Eleven when I need
something. Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. You know who electric should send a bike to is Slingshot Kid. And he can cruise around like the king.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing. He's probably got like 10 sitting on the, I mean, electrics are so great. And then everybody, you know, they're just
very, very cool. If you've never ridden an electric bike, they are a lot of fun. So with quality feature filled models financed as low as $73 a month, your adventures won't cost a fortune. They include a powerful removable battery, a bright LCD display, 7-speed gearing, and 5 levels of pedal assist to power your ride. Plus, you can lower your gas costs and reduce the carbon footprint. Electric e-bikes are also foldable, like I said, and ship free, fully assembled. So celebrate your mom or anyone in your life deserving of an amazing gift. Maybe that's yourself. Maybe that's you that's deserving of an amazing gift. And give them all the freedom that comes with electric bike. Visit electricbikes.com to learn more and explore the epic models Electric has to offer. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C-E bikes.com. Not sure if we're going to have a promo code. We're still working on it. Yeah. So give us a day.
Tell them Hard Factor sent you, though.
Yeah, tell them Hard Factor sent you.
Those things go a long ways, too. Like you can go long distances.
Yeah, if you get the upgraded battery, 45 miles.
Ooh, and fast.
Pretty good. Yeah. Pretty good. All right.
Electric specifically, and electric bikes are the way.
And it's cool looking, too. It's really cool looking. It's a slick bike. So, all right, let's move on. Pat, since you are the one that is closest to New York City, you've been there the most. Have you been to the top of the new One World Trade Center in New York City yet?
Not to the top. I've been to the, I had a meeting on one of the floors there, but not the top.
No. Okay. Well, you know, the incredible views gift shop. I went there, bought a t-shirt, had to, and check this out. You can even full dining experience, at the One World restaurant. It says indulge above the city. Check it out. I mean, those people are having a great time above the city. Check out the dessert menu. Look at that.
Go back to that picture. Is that the first time that guy's held a fork before?
Is he holding a fork?
Yeah. He's got his like hand. That's a really weird thing.
Is that the first time he's ever held a fork?
I don't think he's holding a fork. Who's he's not. Is he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
Where's the fork? Like a weirdo.
I see the fork now.
Yeah.
Where's
the fork?
It's in his hand.
Keep going, sorry.
Yeah, anyway.
Isn't he just touching the chick's arm?
No, there's a fork there. I see it too. Yeah. Anyway.
That's just a line in our thing, isn't it?
No, he's holding a fork like an idiot.
Yeah, he's holding a fork like a weirdo.
Oh no, she is. That's her hand.
No,
that's at the bottom.
What are we doing here?
It's his.
Stop it.
Yeah,
they're both holding forks, guys. They're both weird.
They're both holding forks.
The hand next to the table is her hand.
His left hand, dude.
Will, you just can't. You're incapable of seeing the fork.
Where's the fork? Blood.
Oh man, you shouldn't be driving.
Anyway,
there's no fork in his hand.
Okay. Will's the only one that doesn't see the fork. At this restaurant, you can get many desserts like lava cake, pineapple custard, or a condensed milk ice cream. Okay, pretty cool. And Pat, I assume you have been down to the World Trade Center Memorial. Those two beautiful water features commemorating, you know, where the World Trade Center once stood before the 9/11 attacks.
Yeah, you know how sometimes if you try to get into your phone too much, it'll like lock you out for a minute. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys. Like, I was walking around the World Trade Center area, and I looked at my phone, and I was locked out of my phone. I'd never seen it before. And I was like, holy shit, they geofenced this area to prevent people from using their phones. And it turns out, I guess, just my ass had tried to log into my phone a couple times. And then it shut it down.
So you're saying there's no proof that you've been there because you didn't take any pictures and stuff?
Oh, I did go there. I walked around it two 9/11s ago.
Yes. Nice. It's extremely impressive, very moving. What do you think? What was your mental state, you know, while and after visiting those places? Where
it was great. I went down and saw a picture of Pete Davidson's dad. Mm-hmm. Walked around the. Yeah, it was great. It was great, man.
Okay.
It was really sad. Terribly sad.
Moved. Were you?
But it was worth doing.
Yeah,
it was worth doing.
Well, let me ask you this: were you hungry?
I don't remember, Wes. I don't remember.
Do you remember if they had food vendors down there?
Definitely not. Not that I can think of.
Okay. Well, let me help. They do, in fact. In fact,
well, yeah, that's
they
where
have
that pictures from. Oh, I see the fork now. He's holding it like an idiot. I don't understand.
Well, not only do they have the restaurant there, but just outside of the memorial where thousands of people died, where people go to pay their respects, and you know, some people are just really sad. They have what the city calls New York City's favorite outdoor food market. Smorgasburg is back at the World Trade Center starting March 31st. Here you go. Here's a picture of where it is located. As you can see on the map, it's right outside of the Towers Memorial. And you can get all kinds of things there from hot dogs, burgers, cookies, tacos, and the very popular Bona Bona ice cream. Okay, so let's recap. You can dine at the top of the One World Trade Center and have incredible ice cream for dessert. You can also visit the World Trade Center Memorial and then stuff your face with ice cream just outside. Now.
Seems like they're capitalizing here.
Yeah. They are. Now,
well, and then they have a picture of a guy holding a fork like a microphone as a confusing situation.
They didn't tell him to hold the fork correctly. That was the only picture.
We got it. Now, seeing as how thousands of lives were lost to this site, do you think it's inappropriate to serve such a happy dish like ice cream at a place like that? I mean, you should be
no,
too...
and he's smirking. He's like talking into the fork, smirking.
We're not talking about the guy at the fork anymore. We're talking about the memorial.
It's their marketing. Well, it's the marketing of this
Wes,
place.
Wes, what food would you suggest at the food vendors then?
I don't know. No food? Like haggis? I don't know. Is ice cream too happy to be served at a sad place like a memorial like that?
No.
Is what I'm asking. No. Is it inappropriate to be happy eating ice cream knowing that thousands of people died in a very tragic event that shaped our worlds forever?
I would say either no food whatsoever but no stipulations if there is food on which foods.
Yeah. All right. Well, don't tell that to the Jews, because ice cream is at the center of a controversy taking place over in Europe. Let's go to Auschwitz, one of the most horrible places to ever exist.
Do you think it's inappropriate?
No, I think it's fine.
Okay. You were just highlighting this like weird kitschy thing in New York.
I'm trying to draw a comparison.
It is a little bit weird.
Is it weird to have a nice meal on top of a tragic place?
Guys, hold on. One World Trade Center is not in the same spot as the Twin Towers. Okay, it's in a slightly different spot.
Right, but it's kind of like a replacement.
It is a World Trade Center. Yes, yeah. They built another one, and then there's a vendor who's hanging out in between the two memorial craters. Mm-hmm. Right, who's selling ice cream? That would be the inappropriate.
But there's also the smorgasbord, which takes place right outside the memorial, right here, as you can see.
A bar with sprawling views of the New York City.
How far away would be appropriate, though? I mean, I think it's okay.
Well,
I mean, it's part of the thing. It's part of the museums have fucking food courts.
Yeah. What are you supposed to starve yourself?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, here we go. We're going to go to Auschwitz, okay? Because this is what the whole story is about. One of the most horrible places to ever exist on planet Earth. Millions of Jewish people were killed during the Holocaust. And, what has become now a memorial and popular tourist attraction museum where you can go get a guided tour of the death camp and museum. I've been to the Holocaust Museum. It's about the saddest place I've ever been. No thanks on Auschwitz, but I understand that it's a place where literally millions of people's loved ones actually died and their lives are just as important as the, thousands of people that died in 9/11. But apparently, that being said, after touring the saddest location in history for your people, the Jewish people, wouldn't it be nice to maybe lighten the mood with some ice cream? You know, how about that? Is it okay at Auschwitz to have ice cream?
I feel like you're trapping us. I don't know.
Absolutely not.
I don't know the answer.
Absolutely not.
I know there was a big controversy because Auschwitz is some of the memorials there are really interesting from an architecture and art perspective.
Yeah, and the people take selfies. Yeah.
Instagramming there, right? Yeah. Which is like it's fucking.
We covered that too.
Right.
I'm starting to think ice cream's not appropriate anywhere, sad.
Right. Right, Mark. That's what they want you to think.
I'm starting to think people get way too fucking offended.
Well, this tweet is what set everyone off. By Ian Bremmer, who apparently has like 750,000 followers on Twitter. He said, it's a picture of the ice cream stand. In the background, you can see Auschwitz and the Death Gate, which is where the trains came through Auschwitz to deliver the Jewish people to be executed. And he says, maybe Auschwitz isn't the best spot for an ice cream stand. And what do you guys think?
Okay. There's tourists, right? There's tourists that go in and out of that thing. And there's that guy with the ice cream stand and the bike.
You come out all sad.
Near the tourists, right?
So, what's better to brighten your day than an ice cream cone?
That's true.
I guess he's saying it's predatory on people who are going to mourn over the site of Auschwitz.
I don't know what he's saying.
I don't know. I mean, it seems like every other museum's got a food court.
It's disrespectful. I don't know. Now, here's the commemoration professionals in Poland have criticized the opening of this place. And they say the stand is emblazoned with a drawing of an ice cream cone and a pink colored logo reading Ice Love, as well as the words waffles and ice creams. And it opened this month about 200 meters away from the Death Gate, which is
not German owned, is it?
I don't think so, Mark. I don't think so.
Right. If this was a Volkswagen.
Are Germans waffle?
We might be.
Are waffles German?
BMW. I think it's Belgian and German. Yeah, yeah. Germany enjoys waffles. I don't know if they're I think it might be Belgium that really did them, but yeah.
Yeah.
It's not Airbus, is it?
They're tall.
Any of those former Nazi
tall Aryans for sure.
People don't seem to care about at all.
Well, the people of that run Auschwitz are very upset because they say it's an example not only of aesthetic tastelessness, but also of disrespect for nearby special historical site. And because it stands outside the boundaries of protection of the memorial designated by law, they technically can't do anything about it. So people were mixed on this on the internet. What do you guys say about the Auschwitz ice cream stand? For it or against it?
Why would we be qualified to have an opinion? We're not Polish or Jewish or anything. But the thing about it is like
this whole segment feels like a gotcha.
Right. Yeah. But the whole thing is like, I mean, if it is like a historical site, like, and they do serve snacks at most of those worldwide, it does seem like most historical sites, it would be a fair play. Now, that being said, I'm not in the affected groups of people who are offended by this.
There you go.
So I can't even like begin to even like.
Right. But, say, you know, you go to 9/11, you were affected by 9/11 in a way. Are you saying that they shouldn't have ice cream outside 9/11? I mean,
the
guy's smirk
when he's talking into the fork makes me a little bit uncomfortable because it's like on the museum site.
Yeah, the fork is the worst. Talk about the fork.
The fork guys, they went with the wrong model.
The guy's a problem on the marketing.
But he's too stupid to hold a fork. He shouldn't be on the you know, marketing. But I would say if they're not playing like music, like hokey, like ice cream style music, like it's okay.
They're so not if they playing hand, like Hitler.
Look down and hand you an ice cream.
Quiet, if they're quiet and they're just giving out delicious ice cream, I'm fine with it.
Yeah. If they punched you and then he gave you an ice cream,
I'm looking at the Holocaust Museum DC.
They make you put a badge on before menu. They give you the ice cream.
Yeah,
I mean, long as they're not doing a bunch of fucked up shit that's like patronizing the Holocaust site. And they're just providing ice cream. It seems like
non-German owned and quiet, and I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well,
no music.
Here's a couple comments I'm going to run through from the internet because it was mixed. Rudy says, "Well, it definitely is not," and he's got the Jewish flag next to his. So yeah, of course. Henry said, "This is what happens when we have a generation of people devoid of history." Well, so he's just very upset. Francis says, an ice cream after the horror. Yeah, he's got an ice cream after the horror face. Anton says, let the guy earn for living. Ukrainian flag. I would have tossed it all up. I found that exhibit as emotionally devastating as anything I've witnessed. Chet's chief says, why you stop in love? Ice cream equals love.
Right.
Oh, man. Jeez.
And then
it's a barn burner.
Blah, blah, blah.
Discussion.
Yeah, you I think it's what? A good poll.
You know what, Wes? That's a good poll. Also, yeah, it's better than the term limits because, I was just trying to prove a point, but I guess those are needed. But I bet you that they sell bomb pops because Washington, D.C., the best thing in D.C. in the summertime is bomb pop stands and Dippin' Dots and shit. And I'm sure that
outside they
sell
9/11?
Right outside of a lot of very, like outside the Holocaust Museum, you know, they probably sell it.
Bomb pops suck, though. They need all the help they can get.
Amazing. What? Yeah. You don't like bomb pops?
Strawberry
I know that if you, I know that if you send someone to a Good Humor or ice cream truck with some money and say get whatever, and then come
back.
Yeah,
but it's like
a
DC thing. They're always selling that bomb pop out there. It's like, oh, it's delicious. Red, white, and blue.
I got me a Good Humor bar, and I got you a bomb pop. You're punching him in the face.
Bomb pop's probably inappropriate outside of like the Oklahoma City building.
Mm-hmm. Probably so.
Like certain places, yeah.
So, Wes, what's the outcome of this? Are they allowed to operate or what?
No, they are because they set up without a permit. They're going to be getting removed, but they could get a permit and come back because the Auschwitz has no authority over them outside of the designated historical site, you know, parameters. So they could set it up where if they got a permit, but people are not going to be happy about it because everyone has to be sad. No one can enjoy ice cream there. It's just you have to be at least 3 miles away from Auschwitz to enjoy ice cream is what
I'm starting
it seems
to think
like.
Wes's point is that ice cream's good anywhere. I think that's what Wes is trying to say.
Listen, if you have to eat it in shame, eat it in shame. But you know you want the ice cream. Don't pretend like you don't want the ice cream.
I know I'm getting a bomb pop in D.C. after any museum I get out of and I see the stand. So
there you go.
I know how to hold a fork. I know that's for sure.
Also, have been to the Holocaust Museum and the Anne Frank House. And I think I ate directly after both. And I'm sorry if that's offensive.
Does he think it's a knife?
I'm trying to say I would probably get the ice cream.
Yeah,
you heard the Larry David joke where he talks about how long you waited after 9/11 to masturbate. That was like a moral compass.
Oh
how long you can hold out. Maybe this shit's the same thing, like how long you don't eat after you go to a
trouble cellar.
Yeah,
hour and 3 miles. Yeah.
Sorry, the museums don't do it for me. If I saw some real shit, I'm sure I would not be eating. But
anyway, I thought it was interesting.
Live chat's pretty quiet, so maybe these polls will answer some questions. I've got a new segment for you today called Murder Monday. How about we start off the week with some suspicious deaths, huh?
Okay.
Ease into the week, right? Arby's earned themselves a few new nicknames this weekend. Like Arby's, we have the meat bags. Arby's, sandwiches to die for. Or I'm thinking obituaries.
Yeah.
Get it? See what's
happening?
Someone
died in Arby's.
Someone died in an Arby's. See what's happening? Yeah. As you may have inferred, someone died in Arby's in New Iberia, Louisiana. It was an employee who is being reported to be a female manager, and she was found dead in the walk-in freezer a little after 6 p.m. this past Friday.
Jesus.
That's bad. Did she fall or something, trying to do something?
It's a weird time, right? It's not like she was found overnight in the morning, like locked in. It was like in the middle of like the dinner shift, so there had to have been several other employees there. It wasn't just like her closing and locked herself in. Officers with the New Iberia Police Department were called about the deceased female just before 6:30 p.m., and investigators don't believe, quote, foul play was involved in the death, but also told reporters on scene that the death appears suspicious. So that's kind of contradictory there.
It's
no
exact
foul play, but it's suspicious. What they have no clue, I guess, at this
point. I guess they're saying, like, maybe.
There's no bullet hole, but.
A foul play might be like a somewhat of a technical term, right?
Yeah.
We saw this on this foul play here. But
she wasn't stabbed or shot, but
we didn't exactly see foul play. But
she was just locked in the freezer?
Did our jobs, we might find it.
We don't know yet. Well, she was in the freezer. I don't know if she was locked in there or not. It's suspicious because there had to have been other employees there. Hey, where's Rhonda? And why have none of us been in the walk-in freezer the past several hours, right?
Right. You know? Right. During business hours, dude, you go in the walk-in pretty frequently.
You'd think. For the dinner rush?
Not at a fast food restaurant, you don't.
Maybe not.
At a normal restaurant, at a kitchen restaurant, you do. At a fast food restaurant, like... there was definitely someone at the fast food restaurant I worked at that got stuck there a little for like maybe 40 minutes.
Because like you're locks not on them and shit.
Well, so that's what I wanted to ask. Eric, producer Eric, can you please look up how long it takes to freeze to death in like a walk-in freezer at a restaurant?
It's cold as fuck. Like if you're in there too long, it hurts.
It's super cold, but it's like
she might have
had
a heart attack. It might have been something like that. Like she had a heart attack and then.
Right.
Or I don't know. Because if she froze to death, that's pretty weird that her employees didn't like, you know, check on her at all. I guess more to come from the New Iberia police later this week or whenever, though. Arby's did release a statement saying, we are aware of the incident that took place at our franchise location in New Iberia, Louisiana. The franchisee is cooperating fully with local authorities as they conduct their investigation. Due to this being an active investigation, we defer any further comment to the police department. On the bright side, we'd like to point out you don't have to worry about foodborne illness at Arby's. As you can see, our freezers are very cold, and we take keeping food at proper temperatures dead serious.
Last part, around negative 10 Fahrenheit. It's way colder than I thought it was.
Yeah, it's cold. They don't want you getting sick with the food. I made the last part up. Don't sue me, Arby's. That was kind of mean. I feel bad. RIP, obviously, and hopefully no foul play or faulty equipment in the death, like a lock that she couldn't
get
past.
If you got locked in, that's pretty cool.
If there's
brutal,
like a latch that didn't work on the one side, hopefully that didn't happen.
But you could bang. I feel like she had a heart attack and died in there.
RIP. Okay, one last one for Murder Monday, although that first one probably maybe wasn't a murder, hopefully. This one is a big-time murder that we are all aware of, but there is crazy new developments. Cash App founder Bob Lee stabbed to death around 4 a.m. San Francisco time recently by a so-called friend of his. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Remember? Yeah, he was bleeding all over the place, begging to be let into buildings while dying, and he was completely ignored like a scene out of a Scream movie.
Right, and it turned out like everything was on camera because, of course, it was, and then the guy was caught like right away, pretty much.
Oh, it's just a drunk guy. It's not. It's like it's the scene
it's
from
like
Scream
Rick
2.
Moranis in Ghostbusters. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Running from
this guy killed him, Nima Momini. Did the picture come up? What's going on here?
Yeah, yeah.
What a meanie!
He was striding through court, very confident.
He doesn't look too broken up by it. He's also a tech bro. Guess what? Motive has entered the chat. You might see why he's not too broken up about it. Rumor has it, Bob Lee was a partier. His friends or acquaintances have told multiple news sources that he would like take ketamine casually. He railed lines of cocaine and he traveled the world to party at raves. And I don't like to speak ill of the dead, which is why I'm not. He sounds awesome. When he wasn't raving, apparently he was attending underground sex parties, maybe orgies, Eyes Wide Shut style, elite sex parties, and, you know, like wear a mask and fuck strangers type stuff. They were called, quote, the lifestyle parties, and they had strict rules to kick out anyone who was like getting too handsy. But if it was consensual, people were just, it was a go. One tech CEO, Harper Reed, claimed that he attended one of the parties with Lee and they both had to strip out of their pants to get in. What's the password? And then you show them your dick and you hear like the door creak.
Damn.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
That's a legit orgy. Like you're not allowed to just stand on the sidelines, buddy. You got to get in. If you're
passwords, get it naked. Yeah.
If you're going to be in this room, you're going to be fucking.
Yeah,
just double dutch, I mean? Jump in.
Yeah. Leave the pants.
So it was called the life or the lifestyle?
The lifestyle.
The lifestyle group.
And guess who allegedly liked to accompany Lee to these sex parties?
Yeah, I'm afraid I know.
Nima.
You might be thinking his wife.
Nima Momini.
Nima Momini's sister, Kazar Momini, who Bob Lee was allegedly having an affair with. Lee was separated from his wife, who denies that he is a partier, even though all of his friends are kind of throwing him under the bus. But Kazar was very much married to a prominent surgeon in California. Also, apparently, the brother slash murderer was at... Here's Kazar, by the way. She's pretty attractive, of course, you know.
Obviously,
she's going to be attractive. Also, apparently, the brother slash murderer was at a lot of these parties, quote, as a wet blanket, who was, like, always just mean-mugging people that were having the time of their life, like, doing drugs and banging.
He was watching people have sex with his sister?
With his sister. Oh. So his sister would go... Oh. His sister would go in the back room and do lines of Special K off Bob Lee's cock one room over, and then he was just like out there getting angry.
Just like
all the time.
I take so much of that.
Yeah, and so one night after one of those parties, that was the night.
Why did I come?
Yeah, exactly. Why do I keep doing this to myself? One night, the night he killed Bob Lee, it was allegedly one of those like sex parties, and he like drove him home or whatever, and he confronted him. He's like, "Are you banging my sister and doing drugs with my sister?" And Bob Lee was probably like, "Yeah, it's the lifestyle party, dude.
Everyone is
just there."
Yeah.
Did you not see?
Yeah, everyone is, sir.
And that's why he stabbed him.
Nima, she had sex with me and 10 other guys tonight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you were going to hop in. Yeah.
Well, that's why he's not feeling bad, like you said.
Yeah, that's why he's like confidently. He's like, he was feeding my sister Special K.
So he was saving her life is what he thinks?
I don't know. He just probably shouldn't have been going to those parties, you know?
Yeah.
So does he think he's going to get off now because of that information? I mean, no, it's still a murder.
It's a murder.
He wasn't getting off at the parties. He's not getting off the...
Yeah.
Why is he so happy with himself?
I don't know.
Because he got forever what he thinks is the cause of her sister.
Okay, I get that.
He defended her honor, Will. That's why.
Yeah, he defended her honor, exactly. Yeah.
Can't really.
He's a real weirdo.
Mind, huh? Yeah. I gotcha. Well, you know what he won't be having behind bars is delicious Green Chef meals. He's going to have shitty food. But you could have Green Chef meals, one of our sponsors. They make eating well easy with plans to fit every lifestyle, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free, or just looking to eat more balanced meals. Green Chef offers a range of recipes to suit your preferences. In fact, they have now more than 50 weekly menu and market items with the option to mix and match meals from different dietary preferences, like I mentioned above, in the same box without changing your plan. So you can go from vegan one day to keto the next. Get everything you need at Green Market, the one-stop shop. For quick breakfast, brunch kits, wholesome lunches, and more, you can easily add to your weekly order. Welcome the spring season with delicious, easy to follow recipes that support your healthy lifestyle and taste good too. You can try balanced, crave-worthy meals fit for vegetarian, vegan, keto, all the styles. Protein packed, Mediterranean, fast and fit, or gluten-free dietary preferences. So why don't you welcome the spring season and going into the summer here soon with delicious, easy to follow recipes that support your healthy lifestyle and taste good too. It's delicious. I personally love Green Chef. I'm a terrible cook, terrible chef, but Green Chef makes cooking for morons like me super easy and actually fun. The recipes and instructions are very clear. The ingredients are very fresh and delicious. Like they're like organic mostly, and it tastes just delicious every time. You can't fuck it up.
So good.
You can't. Easy, delicious. It makes you look good. It makes you look like you're a good chef, even though you're not. You're a schmuck like me. You can be a fake good chef with Green Chef. Go to greenchef.com/hardfactor60 and use code hardfactor60 to get 60% off plus free shipping. That's greenchef.com/hardfactor60. Use code hardfactor60 to get 60% off free shipping. It's Green Chef's the number one meal kit for eating well. So, you know.
It's really fantastic.
Yeah.
Easy. Delightful.
Wes cooks so with his son. Delicious. You can bond. I cook with my wife.
Check that out. That's the Green Chef meatloaf right there. Absolutely phenomenal.
Yep.
Yeah, my son loved that too. He ate it up. It was great. Guys, I gotta ask you. Don't you hate it when you've spent all weekend or all week setting up the perfect weekend kidnapping scenario and it turns out to be all for naught?
I know. Yeah. I do.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I know you do, Mark. There you are. You're a perfectly creepy 62-year-old man, and you've rented the short U-Haul, you know, the one that's efficient but has more than enough room for at least one kidnap victim to drive around and prowl for your victim in. And you got a tank full of gas. You've sharpened your favorite pocket knife. You even hit up your guy nice and early on Friday morning, and you got a fat vial of crack cocaine. Perfect. And wouldn't you know it?
Party time.
You pull up to a convenience store on Minnesota Avenue in Southeast Washington, D.C., and there she is, the one you've been looking for. So you force her into your U-Haul, and you threaten to kill her if she doesn't comply. And if this story sounds familiar to you, then you might be 67-year-old Dennis Bell of Lanham, Maryland.
And he's like, shit, it did sound familiar.
God damn it. They know about it. They know about it. Yeah, guys, Dennis Bell reportedly drove around all day on Friday looking for a victim and then saw a woman and said, she's perfect. And was like, get in the U-Haul. And she did. And well, in the U-Haul, he was like, take your clothes off. And she did, which is not good. Wow. And then maybe she pointed at him and said, hey, you're creepy, mister. And that's when he started stabbing her in her fingers with his pocket knife.
Oh, my God.
In the fingers?
What a piece of shit. In the fingers, Mark.
It's a good way to learn.
It's a good way to learn. Guys, the victim informed the police.
I don't want she you didn't dialing know where... anyone with those fingers.
Right. Yeah. No dialing. Are you thinking about dialing someone up on a phone?
This is an incapacitator.
I don't want your hand signaling for help.
Let me see those digits. It's not funny. I'm trying to make it funny. It's not a funny story.
So he
it's hard.
Sliced her fingertips thinking that.
Stabbed him.
Yeah.
Okay.
These are Dennis's fingers.
He's a psycho.
Was she stabbing her hands, or was she trying to defend herself and she was just using her hands and she got stabbed on the hand?
It's all up to our interpretation, Wes. Okay. It's one of those. Right.
Yeah. Okay.
He's really accurate. He goes right for the fingers.
Mm-hmm. Hold still.
Yeah.
Hold still. Let's do this here.
Now, this piece of shit, he was driving this lady around all day, which, like, look, I drove through Northern Virginia and Maryland today, and, just like always, it was a fucking nightmare. An absolute nightmare of traffic on a Sunday. I don't know what this guy was thinking, but he was just cruising all around through the DMV area in a U-Haul with this woman sitting on the floorboard of the truck, naked.
Fingers bleeding.
She rolling around back there?
No, he didn't even throw her in the back, bro. God knows
really?
He was in the back.
She was in the cab?
Naked? She wasn't in the box?
They just, no, she's just in the cab.
Then why the fuck did he use a U-Haul?
The U-Haul's a distraction.
I don't know, man.
He had to move a studio, too?
I don't know.
You're going to help me move now.
You're
going
to use my
fingers. With my studio in a one bedroom.
To be honest with you, I think probably what happened was it's like he's cruising around with a hotel room. You know what I mean?
Right. Oh, so he's sleeping in there, you think?
No, I think.
A raping back there?
There you go, Wes.
Okay. Yeah.
There you go. Which, thank God, didn't happen. She was assaulted. Anyway, drove around all day with her sitting on the floorboard in the front seat. The victim reported while in Bell's truck. He removed her clothing, used a pocket knife to stab her fingers. She didn't know where she was at approximately 9:45 p.m. Now, keep in mind, this guy is rocked up on crack cocaine. And he's smoking this crack cocaine all throughout the day is my guess, right?
Right.
And it's definitely affecting his ability to drive, because a bunch of motorists start calling in the U-Haul trucks, and this guy is driving erratically. And at one point, Bell strikes multiple parked vehicles while traveling in the area of Princess Garden Parkway in Atlanta, Maryland. And he's just about a mile from his house, just real close to his house with the U-Haul, when they pull him over.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
He almost got there. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he did not stop, guys. He took off, because obviously he's kidnapped a young woman.
When you're kidnapping somebody, you're going
to... I just want to get her to my house. Leave. I'm safe. Home base. It's a bigger box.
Yeah. It's a bigger box. He ran into a ditch, and then troopers approached the passenger side of the U-Haul to try to make contact with him. He said, "I'm not getting out. I'm not getting out." They said, "Get out." He said, "I'm not getting out." And the troopers
Check
were able to gain...
It's a diversion.
Yeah. What's your name? "I'm not telling you my name. Let me see your fingers." Said, "I'm not getting out of there." Said, "Sir, why are you in this ditch?" "I'm not telling you nothing." And they said, "Sir, is that a naked young woman on the floorboard?" "What? No, that's a television. I'm moving."
"Why don't you ask to check the back of the U-Haul?"
"Check the back of the U-Haul."
"Nothing in there."
I couldn't find any...
You gotta let me go. If I was gonna kidnap, she'd be in the U-Haul, so you gotta let me go.
Guys, this was a huge story. A fucking huge story.
Right.
Like, it was covered by multiple news outlets, and I couldn't find a photo of this guy anywhere. So we'll have to settle for a description from one of his neighbors, a mile away neighbor who saw the incident after he got pulled over. So here's what he looked like.
He was an old guy. He looked like mid-60s, probably. He had a gray beard. We saw this state trooper that took the guy out of the truck. He was fighting him and trying to get him out, but he finally took him out of the truck. I also seen this lady that she was, like, getting dressed.
Mm-hmm. Because she was naked in the truck. Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Damn. Well, at least she got away. Fuck that guy, you know?
Yeah, fuck that guy, bro.
I was driving a U-Haul. I was actually moving, wasn't raping anyone, in D.C. one time. And I drove too close to the Capitol. Like, I was, because I was moving up to, like, just, you know, around the Capitol. And I got too close to the Capitol in this U-Haul. All of a sudden, this cop car just pulls right out in front of me. These pillars come up out of the fucking ground. And I'm surrounded by, like, a SWAT team. Because if you get too close to the Capitol in a U-Haul, they think you're going to bomb it. And I was, like, guns drawn. It was scary. I was scared.
Like, I'm just gonna take a nice ride down Pennsylvania Avenue.
Yeah, exactly. I was pretty much on Congress Ave.
Just cruising.
Yeah. Dude,
same shit happened to me. I was on the road with Whiskey Shivers, and they would carry a trailer on their van. Mm-hmm. And, like, whenever I would go on the road, I'd go for, like, 2 or 3 dates, New York related. Mm-hmm. And these, you know, like, musicians smoke a lot of dope, and I was just being a total dad. Like, hey, we're really near a lot of visible police. Maybe let's not get high right now. Let's get high later.
Keep it together for just a couple minutes.
They didn't listen to me, and you can't bring a fucking trailer into the Holland Tunnel. So they just, like, lit up a joint as we're approaching the Holland Tunnel, and then bam, copy, like, pull over. And it said, "Let me see your fingers." But no, you just can't. You can't take a trailer in there because, you know, could be a bomb or something.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let me see your fingers.
Let's get the wheel up.
We got
glad that woman's doing okay.
There it is.
100%. Yeah, 100%. For age limits, time limits, of course. U.S. government officials. Yeah.
Shock. What the fuck were you thinking, Dennis?
Yeah. Oh, wait. Pat, I'm going to take Petrikov.
The fuck?
Well,
you
do you want to do
though?
For high five, though?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's do it for high five.
And then
high five, then coffee. This is the step. This is the step we
littering
missed.
Littering
end. Okay, here we go. High five. They've had again. And that's perfect. Now I can just remove it. You want me to start a new wheel or can I just spin it now?
Go ahead.
Spin. Go for it. Spin it.
Permission to spin.
Sure. Permission to spin, sir. Permission for Will.
I should have revoked the permission.
I'm enjoying the coffee. There you go.
Anyway, that's fun news tomorrow. That's Hard Factor, y'all. So get out there, have a great fucking day.
Yeah, no, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Okay, now get out of here.
Well, that's
right
a little
now.
Rough, right?
No. See you later.